The last Perek ends where the Navi is prophesizing about what God did in the past to make the Bnei Yisrael do Teshuvah, and also what God will do in the future. This Perek, the prophecy continues, and God is saying that he will say a kina. He's saying a kina on Bnei Yisrael. A kina is a sad poem. It's a lamentation. Shim'u et ha-davar hazeh. Listen to these words. Asher anochi noseh alechem, that I am saying you kina. A kina, bet Yisrael, the house of Yisrael. Nafla, he fell. Lo tosif kum, you will not continue to get up. You will not be able to get up. Bitulat Yisrael, the virgin of Yisrael. Nitesha al admata, she is thrown on her land. En mekima, there is no one to lift her up. The Radak says that Bnei Yisrael are called here Bitulat Yisrael, the virgin Yisrael, because they had never had anybody conquer them yet. And Nitesha'al Admata means that even though they were still on their land, they were thrown. In other words, they were already becoming in the hands of their enemies. And En Mekima, there is no one to raise her up, to bring her up. That is the referring to the kings and the leaders. They're not helping. They're not making help. They're not getting the people to do teshuvah, to return to Hashem. Kicho amar Adonai Elohim, so said God. Ha'ir ha-yotzet elef, a city where 1,000 go out, tash'ir me'ah, will only leave 100. Ve'yotzet me'ah, and 100 will go out, tash'ir asara le'bet Yisrael, will only leave 10 for Bet Yisrael. Kicho amar Adonai, for so said God le'bet Yisrael to Bet Yisrael. Did Shuni request me, search for me, but really means request is the literal translation, ve'hiyu, and live. Ve'al tidrishu bet el, do not request bet el, ve'ha-gilgal lo tavo'u, and do not go to Gilgal, u'ver-sheva lo ta'avaru, do not pass ber-sheva. Ki ha-gilgal galo yigle, the Gilgal will be exiled, u'bet el yihye le'avin, and bet el will be become nothing. We said in the last perek that bet el was the area, was a temple for Yeravam ben Nevat. He did Avodah Zarah over there. Ve'al-Gilgal was an area of the Nevi'e Baal, also did Avodah Zarah there in the Gilgal. And the Be'er Sheva, the Rishonim say, was a place, it was at the border of Eretz Yisrael, the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. And the Nevi'e Sheker, the false prophets, told the Bnei Yisrael to put a temple for Avodah Zarah over there. So God is saying, do not, there's nothing in Gilgal, they will be gone, Bet El, and not, don't go to Be'er Sheva. Dirshu et Adonai v'hiyu, request God and you will live. Pen yitzlach ka'esh, for perhaps God's anger will go up like fire. Bet Yosef, on the house of Yosef, meaning the kingdom of Yisrael, which was Yeravam ben Yoash at that moment, and it was Malchut of Ephraim. Ve'achla, and it will destroy. Ve'en mechabe le'vet el, and there is no one to put out the fire in Bet El, was where the people that are doing Avodah Zarah in Bet El. The Navi here continues in Pasuk Zayin to criticize the leadership. Ha'ofchim le'la'ana, they turn to gol mishpat, justice. Utztaka and righteousness, la'aretz hinichu, they left it on the ground. The God saying now in the next pasuk that they didn't remember, they're not remembering that God Himself has a organized, just way of running the world. Oseh kima uchsil, chima uchsil. God makes the seasons. These are constellations, but it means the seasons over here. Ve'ofech la'boker tzalmavet, and He makes the evening darkness, He makes it light, meaning you have a summer season where the days are long and the nights are short. V'yom laylechshich, and day becomes dark like night, meaning the winter. Hakore le mehayam, God calls the waters of the sea, which are not proper for farming land and for having produce because it's salty. God calls them up and they go up into the clouds. Veishpechem al pnei haaretz, and then he pours them down on the land in a way that they are good for land. Adonai Shemo, God is God's name. God now turns in the next pasuk to the people that believe that their enemies around them are weaker. God tells them, Hamavlig, God who strengthens, Shod al-Az, the weak on the strong. Veshod al-Mitzar Yavo, and the weak ones, they will come on the wall. In other words, God can make them conquer you. San'u v'shar mochiyah, they hated the Navi, the one who gave them tochacha, gave them Musar at the gate, and the gates of the city where the public area by where the judges would sit and the main people would sit. San'u v'shar mochiyah, they hated the mochiyah in the gate. V'dover tamim yita'evu, and he who spoke correct, they disgusted. Lachen, therefore, yan boshaschem al dal, because of your crushing of the weak, umasat bar tikhu mimenu, and he who labored to earn, you took from him. Bate gazit benitem, you built carved stone, houses of carved stone, below teshvuvam, you will not sit in them. Karmei hemed netatem, you planted beautiful vineyards, velo tishtu et yinam, you will not drink their wine. Kiyadati, because I know, God says God, Kiyadati rabim pishareichem, I know you have many sins, va'atzumim and great hatotechem, sins. Tzore tzadik lokhe chofer, you pained the righteous. It doesn't mean as in a righteous, as in a tzaddik, as we use the tzaddik. It means here in a civil suit, in a justice suit. You pained the correct one in the case. Lokhei kofed, you took redemption, meaning you took shohad, you took bribery. Ve'evyonim, and the paupers, bashar hitu, in the gates, meaning where the judges were, hitu, you corrupted. Lachen, therefore, Hamaskil be'etahi yidom, someone who is smart at that moment is quiet. In other words, you've silenced him. Ki et ra'ahi, because it is a bedtime. Didshu tov ve'al ra'ah, request correct, good, and not bad. Leman tehiu, so that you can live, you will live. Vihi chen Adonai Elohe tzevot itechem, and it will be like this, that God will be with you. Kasher amatem, as you spoke. Sinura vehevutov, hate evil, and evutov and love good. Vehatzigu veshar mishpat, and establish in the gates of the cities mishpat, justice. Ula yehenan Adonai Elohe tzevaot she'erit Yosef, perhaps God will forgive what is left from Yosef. Lachen, therefore, says God, since you have not done and the last two psukim, you have not requested properness and correct and good and not bad, and you haven't established justice in the cities. Lachen, therefore, ko amar Adonai Elohe Tzevaot Adonai. So says God, bechol rehovot misped, in all the streets there will be a eulogy. Uchol chutzot, in all the marketplaces yomru, they will say ho ho, they will cry out. Vekareu ikar el evil, and the farmers will be called out in mourning. Umisped, and eulogies el yodei nehi, to those that know to cry. Uchol keramim misped, and all the vineyards, there will be eulogies. Ki erevod bekirbecha amar Adonai, because I will pass among you, says God. Now the prophecy turns to the kingdom of Yehuda. In the kingdom of Yehuda, they used to say, we wish God, the day of God will come, the day of justice come. We want the Pur'anut to come, to see if the Navi will be correct or not. Hoy, woe hamitavim, those that want et Yom Adonai, the day of God. Lama ze lachem Yom Adonai? Why do you want the day of God? Hu hoshech, it is darkness v'lo or, and not light. Kasher yanus ish mipnei ha'ari, when a person runs and escapes from a lion, ufgao ha'dov, and he will meet a bear. Uva ha'bayit, and he comes home, v'samach yado al hakir, and he will lean on a wall, unshacho ha'nahash, and a snake will bite him. Meaning, the day of God, they will be running from tzara to tzara. Halo hoshech yom Adonai v'lo or. The day of God is darkness and not light. Ve'afel and dark v'lo nogah lo and not bright. The Navi continues to speak about Yehuda. Saneti, I hated, ma'asti, I was disgusted, hagechem, your holidays. V'lo ariyach, and I will not smell. It's metaphorical, but reyach mihoach. V'lo ariyach ba'atzerotechem, and on your the atzeret. Ki im ta'aluli olot u'menchotechem, if you will bring me olot, korbanot, olah, u'menchotechem, and menachot, lo erze, I will not want them. V'shele miriechem, and the shalamim of the animals that you fattened, lo abit, I will not look. Hased me'alai, God says, remove from me hamon shirecha, your many songs, the shirah and the Beit HaMikdash, v'zimrat nevalecha, and the music of your lyres, lo ishma, I will not listen. Ve'igal kamayim mishpat, and let law roll like water. Utztaka and tzedek kenachal etan, like a strong river. In the Navi, there's a little introduction for the next pasuk. In the midbar, the Bnei Yisrael did not bring korbanot. They didn't bring korban Pesach, because they didn't do the milah, only the first year and then one year at the end. They didn't bring olot, because they had, once they did the ayagel, they no longer brought olot. The korbanot were brought only by Shevet Levi. So God's saying, Hazivahim umenha higashem li, Hazivahim heha yidya, in the question form. Hazivahim, the korbanot umenha, and amenha higashem li bamidbar, 40 shana bet Yisrael. Did the Bnei Yisrael for 40 years, did they bring to me korbanot and menha? In other words, and God saying that he was happy with them. It wasn't the main part of their avodat Hashem. In the next pasuk, God saying, you not listen to the commandments, my commandments, but you created new kings, new avodah zarah. You've made them your gods. Unsatem et sikut malkechem, and you've raised up sikut, the name of avodah zarah. You made it your king. Vet kiyun tzalmechem, kiyun is also another type of avodah zarah, some of your tzelem. Kochav elohechem asher asitem lachem, a star, another avodah zarah called avodah kochav, that you've made him your god. Says God, veglet yetchem mehal al damasek, I will exile you from here to Damascus. Amar Adonai Elohe Tzevaot Shemo, says God.